You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Joan Nong, right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports, too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. I hope that everybody, all undergraduate university students out there have had a smooth transition back into the work and grind and hustle. Because I know usually transitioning from that holiday mindset, that break mindset into, oh my gosh, it's a brand new semester, I have to get my things together, it is kind of hard. But trust me, by the end of this week, y'all, you will feel like you've been in it and you've never left. Which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's better than just like, you know, you really putting an effort to like feel like, oh, I have to do the work, or, you know, like the urge to do work isn't coming natural. So I have to force myself, because this whole time, like for the past couple of weeks, like I've been on break, so I haven't been doing anything. And now I'm just like forcing myself to do work. You get like what I'm trying to get to here. And trust me, by the end of this week, maximum next week, you will be back into it like you never left before. You already know. And I will promise that through TKO, we will bring to you all the motivation in the world so that you can keep on grinding harder and pushing yourself even more to achieve your goals. You already know, okay? Like, that's what we're really good at here at TKO. But anywho, I hope that everybody has been enjoying their week. That being said, today was a really interesting day weather-wise. If you live in southern Ontario, you've probably experienced a little bit of a snow and freezing rainstorm. And yeah, it's been not fun driving around, trying to walk around. And in all honesty, I thought that we were going to have a snow day on campus today, but we did not. Maybe tomorrow, who knows? But thankfully, thanks to the city forces, holla, we've been having a lot of plowers around, and a lot of machines have been just salting the streets and whatnot. So it's looking a little bit better now, but still, it's not ideal. It doesn't compare to like your typical sunny day that would just come out not having to wear any coats, and you're just out there, you know, in your sandals, and you're just like, oh, you're enjoying life to the core. But these days, it's like you have to wear so many layers. You have to wear your big winter coat. You have to put your hat on, your scarf on. It's just like your gloves on, and you feel like you're going to war basically with the weather. But it's okay. It's still beautiful. It's part of the beauties of Mother Nature, nonetheless. Because if it's not because of the harsh winters that we have, how else are we able to appreciate the beauties of the sunny, warm weather that we'll get later on in the summer? You know what I mean? So I really hope that everybody's still able to make the most out of what we have at hand still. Now, I do have to make a disclaimer right now. I feel like I always give so many disclaimers at the beginning of the show. I just had dinner before recording TKO because I had a very long day and I was just starving, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to record TKO without having any food in my system. So as I was having some food for dinner, I don't know if I actually told you guys this on the show. I'm a huge beer connoisseur. Okay. So I know my beer to the core, and there came a point in my life that I was like, yo, I love beer so much, I actually want to start making it at home, okay? So I did it. I did that. I literally got a beer kit, and I made my beer. When was it? I can't remember when I initially made it, but it's been a few months now, because the process from brewing to you bottling it and you literally opening the bottle to enjoy your beer takes quite a few months, especially for you to want to get that optimal flavor and just the carbonation and stuff. Really do have to exercise a lot of patience. So I'm officially at a phase in this beer making journey that, you know, all the good has been bottled up, and I've just put them in the fridge for them to develop their taste. And this is the prime time for me to be drinking the beer that I made. So I'm a huge fan of IPA, so Indian Pale Ale. And so I decided to make some IPAs. And so I decided to crack open a bottle of my homemade IPA tonight to enjoy some with my dinner. And I was like, you know what? I had a long day at work. I'm so hungry. I'm going to do TKO. Like, why not just do something as a way to like celebrate the end of this long day, and before I start TKO, just like, you know, it's good spirits, right? So I had this bottle of IPA with my food, and let me tell you, beer lovers would know this. It's like when everything is just like so crisp in your mouth, it's like when you're drinking an IPA, the hops flavor, which gives the beer that bitter flavor, it just hits your taste buds and you're like, okay, this is totally an IPA. And then the carbonation is just right. In all honesty, I mean, I don't know if it would be better if I had it more carbonated, because I feel like it would just kind of like, you wouldn't even be able to hold it in your mouth. Like, do you know when sometimes you're just drinking like sparkling water and it's too carbonated and it actually burns your mouth? Like, you don't want that, but you still want some like soft carbonation in a way that you feel that the bubbles and the beer, but it's not like bothering you. It's almost like it has a foamy and creamy taste to it. So that was good. If I have to be honest, it could have been a little bit more, but it was still there, was present. I was actually pretty impressed with the outcome. And then the aftertaste, it has like a sweet little like maltiness to it, which is interesting to me because I don't know if it's just like my preference for beers or just that a lot of the beers that I've had in the past, they just have this overall bitter taste to them, unless they're like a sour or like whatever they are, like the taste would be different accordingly. But in this case, with the IPA that I made at home, it had the sweetness of a malt for the aftertaste, which was still very interesting. It was still good. Now, so listen, y'all, I kind of had a feeling that, okay, like, or not a feeling, but like I actually suspected, okay, you know, I made this beer, how do I test for its alcohol content? Like, I really have no idea what contributes to the alcohol in the process of making a beer. Until I drank this whole bottle that I had this evening, and probably like not even like 5 minutes into me drinking this bottle, I was like, okay, oh yeah, it definitely has alcohol in it. I don't know how much, but it's definitely more than what I've had commercially and some of the beers that I would get from the store or from like different breweries. So I really think that it would be a good thing to invest in a alcohol meter or whatever that device is called, because I really, really am interested to see how much alcohol content my beer has now. Cause yeah, I drank my beer and I was like, yo, okay. So this can lead to different things. One, I can have a phenomenal hype episode at TKO because of this beer that I just had, or two, I'm just going to lie on the floor of my room and I'm just going to tell my pops to call 911 on me because of how much alcohol was in this. Well, thankfully we didn't really get to option two. I feel like I was kind of like halfway between option one and two when I initially had the beer, which was why I was a little bit concerned at first. I was like, oh crap, like, can I actually do TKO with how much homemade beer I had with all the alcohol that I had inside? But anyways, I'm good. We're here going stronger than ever. And I'm so excited to talk about everything that we have lined up for the show today. But anyways, I don't even know why I brought up my beer. Maybe it was just like a marketing thing. But anyways, it's like pretty good beer. If y'all want some to taste, you should definitely shoot me a DM on Instagram. But yeah, I'm definitely curious to see how I can evolve my beer game. That is to make my beer and potentially infuse it with other cool things. And hopefully, if I am ambitious enough, I can actually commercialize it and start my own brewery. Who knows? Maybe for retirement. I'm actually seriously considering it. Why not, right? But anyways, so that was my beer story. It just slapped so good, but it was a little bit, just a little bit too strong. But here we are. I feel like I drank enough water for it to just kind of like pass through, you know what I mean? But here we are. I'm so excited for this week's episode. So you know what? Without further ado, let's get started. So this week, we have so many exciting fight announcements to talk about. And I just love it, man. I love it so much because when we start the new year, we want to start it off the right foot. You know what I mean? So with everything going on, like we already know, okay, like with the UFC, we got the UFC event in Toronto happening in not this weekend, but the weekend after, which is phenomenal. By the way, side note, we will be talking about that fight card entirely on our next episode. We'll be having an all-exclusive UFC breakdown, UFC Toronto breakdown on our next episode. So I just want to put this out there. But other than that, over the past few days, we've been having a lot of interesting announcements about various fights that have been announced, mostly boxing fights. And I'm so personally excited for these fights. I cannot believe my ears when I heard about these fights when they were initially announced. One of them, my dad told me about, and I was just like, excuse me, what? Like, I was just so shook, but I checked sources and they were true, and it makes me happier than ever. And then some other ones, I just found out literally today before starting to record the show. And I'm really, really excited to be talking about these as well. So what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Okay, so I don't know which one to talk about first. Okay, you know what? I'll talk about this one. So we recently talked about the fight that actually the last fight, let me just rephrase. Okay, I just got so excited and I just started scrambling my words, plus the beer effects. So the last boxing card of the year in 2023, as y'all remember, was the Day of Reckoning fights that we had happening between Deontay Wilder, Joseph Parker, Anthony Joshua, and Otto Wallin, right? So y'all remember that. It was so much fun. The biggest boxing card of the year. It was amazing. It was honestly one of the biggest fight cards that had been set up with all these phenomenal names to be fighting on the same fight card. So we had that fight happen, and specifically talking about the main event of that fight card, which was the fight between Anthony Joshua and Otto Wallin. We saw how phenomenally Anthony Joshua performed against Otto, and that he just completely outboxed him, and he demonstrated so much power in that fight. He basically shut down all the haters who were doubting him since the time that he experienced his losses against the former heavyweight champion, Andy Ruiz Jr. And in all honesty, I mean, before that, Anthony Joshua was the creme de la creme. He was at the ultimate top. He was the WBA, WBO, IBF, and IBO heavyweight champion of the world. Nothing was stopping him. And then he faced off against Andy Ruiz, and the road was a little bit bumpy for him ever since then, right? But over the past few fights that he has had, especially this recent one that he had against Otto Wallin, he just absolutely put on his best performance out there. And it was really beautiful to watch. And I guess that caught the attention of many, many promoters out here. Because, drum roll please, we have now had an announcement that Anthony Joshua is going to be officially fighting against, drum roll please, Francis Ngannou. And oh my my God. Okay, so this is actually happening, y'all. And I don't know if you can believe your ears right now. Because when I heard about it first, I was like, wait, there's no way on earth this is actually happening. But it is happening. And it's happening. Like, we have a whole day for this. We have a tentative location for this. So this is supposed to be happening on March 9th. In three months, it's happening. And it's just wild to me because a fight of this caliber, it's happening so fast. So I really wonder if they already knew in advance if this fight was going to be happening or not. But anyways, March 9th, and it's going to be happening in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, what did I tell y'all about Saudi Arabia being the new, like literally being the new Mecca of boxing? Every single big fight that we're having in boxing, it's happening in Saudi Arabia. What did I tell you? Did I not tell you that? Saudi Arabia was going to be the next biggest geographical location, the most important geographical location when it comes to boxing fights. Did I not tell you that? I told you that. Go back two episodes and you will listen to me talk about it, like, for the whole episode basically. So I am not surprised that they're having this fight in Saudi Arabia. What I am surprised about is the fact that they're actually having Francis Ngannou fight up against Anthony Joshua. And it makes me think a lot of different things about the potential, like, what's gonna happen next after this fight, right? Because to go back a little bit more, even in the case of Francis Ngannou, we all remember when Francis Ngannou fought against Tyson Gypsy King Fury in a boxing fight in Saudi Arabia. And mind you, that was the first time that Francis Ngannou was fighting in boxing, period. That was his boxing debut. And he was fighting against the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury. And goodness gracious, this man, he like officially lost the fight. But in everybody's eyes and hearts, he had won the fight because he actually knocked down Tyson Fury. And there's been very select people, like a select number of people who have been able to do that with Tyson Fury. But in this case, for somebody to have never fought in boxing, for them to come to boxing and for them to do something like that with the best boxer out there in heavyweight, that's just next level. So he demonstrated that, you know what? I mean, I don't know if I'm here to say, but if y'all want to throw at me some of your tough challenges, I'm here. You know what I mean? So that was the message that Francis Ngannou sent to the whole world. And the world listened. And now they're giving him Anthony Joshua, the former WBA, WBO, IBF, and IBO, WBA, WBO, IBF, and IBO champion of the world. And you know, I say former because yes, he's no longer the champions, for those titles that I mentioned, but at the same time, there was a reason for him to be the champion. He didn't just become the champion out of the blue. He had that X factor in him. So he still requires to be feared, in my opinion, by any opponent that he faces, including Francis Ngannou. The thing is, Francis Ngannou, for however long he decides to fight in boxing, I feel like even he understands that he will be the underdog no matter what. No matter if he even wins fights in boxing, he will continue to be the underdog because he's not a boxer. He is a mixed martial artist. He's an MMA fighter. And I think that's actually a huge advantage for him because for everybody to like put their odds, most of their odds on the other person, it takes a lot of pressure off of Francis Ngannou. So when he does perform really well, he does so at lower amounts of pressure and he still is able to get the job done. And it's just, I guess there's less mental pressure for him that way. So I think that it's a good thing in this case. However, I would love to be in Francis' shoes because he's just such a phenomenal man. And on honesty, like Francis Ngannou deserve to be the fighter of the year for 2022. for 2023. I feel like a lot of outlets did recognize him as the fighter of the year, rightfully so. So, you know, I mean, if I wanted to be in his shoes, like, of course, like, he's a phenomenal athlete and I would love to be in his shoes. But in this case, I really wouldn't want to be in his shoes because at least when it comes to boxing, I mean, in any field that he's in, because he's so damn good, the promoters keep giving him the best out there. They gave him Tyson Fury. Now they're giving him Anthony Joshua. And as scary as it is, like, it's great challenges for him, but it's just, these are legit contenders. And I mean, who knows if Francis is going to win against Joshua or not. It's still going to be a very interesting fight. I really hope that Francis Ngannou still comes in with the mindset of, you know what, I still have something to prove. Like, yes, I performed how I performed against Tyson Fury. I was able to knock him down, blah, blah, blah. But Anthony Joshua is a brand new person, and I still have a lot to prove in this case. I still have a lot to prove to the boxing community and to myself and to my fans out there. But I really hope that, you know, with all that being around him, like, the pressure doesn't really get to him, because it's a lot. just put yourself in his shoes. Like, for you to have faced off against the champion of the world being Tyson Fury, like, the scariest man in boxing, he's already fought, and now he's gonna fight another scary man in boxing. Oh man, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, but I kind of want to be in his shoes because he's just so damn good. And I'm just so excited for Ngannou, but I'm also really excited for Anthony Joshua because, you know what, I feel like out of some recent contenders that Anthony Joshua has had, Francis Ngannou is arguably the most powerful one out there. Even when he fought against, even when Joshua fought against Andy Ruiz Jr., to whom he actually lost his titles to, I don't think the amount of power that Andy Ruiz brought is going to be comparable to what Francis Ngannou is going to be bringing into this fight on March 9th. So, all in all, everybody, we are in for a treat. Like, as I'm talking about this fight, I'm having, like, tachycardia. Like, my heart is just about to jump out of my chest. Like, I'm that excited for this fight. But yeah, I really hope that everything goes well. Hopefully nobody jinxes this fight and everybody stays healthy, everybody's able to weigh in okay, and nobody gets injured and all that. So really hoping that this fight actually gets to go through and that it's a fair and square fight and we get our money's worth and we have a beautiful and entertaining fight ahead of us and we witness history in the making. I feel like either way it will be history in the making, but I just hope that it's a fair and square game. I want both guys to be challenged to the core, and I mean, I say this with a lot of empathy, of course, but I think it's a great fight for both of these guys, and I'm really, really excited to be watching it. So once again, March 9th, we're supposed to be having this fight between Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou happen in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And there was something else that I read in this regard. What did Francis Ngannou say? So he has officially commented on fighting against Joshua, and he says, quote, "I've heard that he doesn't have a chin. I'm going to find out," end quote. So yeah, I mean, I guess we're gonna find out. But also, yeah, I'm curious to see what Anthony Joshua has to has in store for Francis Ngannou, and if he's gonna be having any surprises for Ngannou, which again is something that we'll figure out very, very soon in a matter of only 3 months. But let's be patient. We're gonna be talking about this fight in more detail when the fight date approaches. All right, so that's that. Speaking of fight announcements, this is hot out of the oven, y'all. Okay, so I literally found out about this fight announcement maybe like an hour before I started recording TKO. So it's like, okay, I'm so gonna be talking about this on TKO, and I'm so happy that I found out about this update in a timely manner. So speaking of fight announcements, oh my god, okay, so we learned that actually a few days ago, we learned that my man, my favorite fighter of all time, Mr. Jorge Masvidal, said that he was coming out of retirement. And we're like, oh my God, what's happening? Like, who's he gonna fight, right? And today we find out that Jorge Gamebred Masvidal is going to be fighting off against Nate Diaz. And this, oh my goodness, y'all, I just wish that there was a camera in front of me so that you could see my reaction right now. I'm literally just like twisting and turning behind the mic because I'm just so incredibly excited for this fight. This fight is also supposed to be happening in March, so March is gonna be super stacked when it comes to combat sports. And listen, man, I don't know what your take is on these BMF mans out here, because y'all remember Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz previously fought in the UFC against each other for the BMF title. And Jorge Masvidal turned out to be the OG BMF. He got the BMF belt. And for those of you who don't know what BMF stands for, well, obviously we're on the radio, so I can't really quite spell it out for you, but it is, let's just say it's awarded to the baddest man on the planet. So yeah, it was given to Jorge Masvidal. He's the title holder. But since then, Nate Diaz, I'm not sure if Nate Diaz is completely retired from the UFC or from the whole game of MMA, but he hasn't fought in a hot minute. And Jorge Masvidal, he did announce previously that he had retired from MMA. But he did say that he's out of retirement. And now these two badass mans are going to be fighting off against one another in a boxing match. Ah! Now, I'll be honest, y'all, I don't know how to feel about this. Like, I don't know how to feel about the boxing part. I think it's actually a very good challenge for both of them, because I feel like, specifically in Nate Diaz's case, Nate Diaz, we all know he comes from a very strong BJJ background. So for him to be challenged in such a way that he's only supposed to be striking with his opponent, I think that's going to be interesting to watch. For Jorge Masvidal, though, I mean, he hasn't fought in a hot minute either. He's been mostly focusing on various business ventures, and he has actually many different promotions of his own for bare knuckle boxing and I think bare knuckle fighting as well, which is absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, this is the first time that I'm seeing him fight after so long. And again, I'm not too sure how I feel about the boxing part of it all, but how I feel about these two phenomenal fighters fighting against one another, hell yeah, bro. Like, bring it on. Like, if I were to watch the fight right now, I would drop anything that I have in this world to go and watch this fight, because I love both of these guys. They just have so much attitude, and they're true warriors. They're true fighters. I wish we had more time to talk about this in more detail, but also, y'all know I'm the biggest Jorge Masvidal fan, and to just hear that Masvidal is fighting once again, it's just like, wow, I cannot believe what I just heard, and I just want to share it here with you on TKO. More to come on this. If I find out more about the date and the venue for this card, I'll definitely let you guys know. But I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to CFRU.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Jana, right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.